The Sitka-based Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA, is considering options for new hatchery releases in the region, including one a little bit closer to Petersburg. Port Camden on eastern Kiu Island was already used for an NSARA enhancement project for fall chum salmon in the 1980s and 90s. NSARA General Manager Steve Reifenstuhl says he's proposed to his board that they consider using that site again.
It's a chum salmon stock that returns in the mid part of August to the late part of August. And it's a small stock in quantity, and it may be a stock the department would be willing to allow us to enhance. And it's impacted by logging there, so it's likely that we wouldn't have any conflict with other interest groups in that area.
Reifenstuhl says NSARA will be considering new facility development in the upcoming year and will be deciding top priorities for new projects during that time. He says one factor in choosing new projects is which gear groups benefit from the production of new hatchery fish. Recent years have seen Southeast gillnet fleet benefiting the most from the various enhancement projects around the region, and hatchery associations are looking for projects that could even out the benefits for the purse seine or the troll fleets. Another possible site closer to Petersburg is Thomas Bay on the mainland.
The hurdles, though, are that we don't have a hatchery facility right now that can produce fish for delivery or in rearing at Thomas Bay. So that means building a new facility, and building anything in Thomas Bay, would cost multi-millions of dollars.
Reifenstuhl says elected officials in Petersburg have asked him about a new hatchery site in Thomas Bay, and he thinks there is potential there.
And I guess what I'm hoping or see is the biggest potential is if there was a hydro plant developed over there. I would love to be in discussions with that developer so that we could possibly, construct a hatchery at the same time, or look at the possibility of constructing a hatchery, because then you would have power there. You would have a pipeline that brings water to a power plant, and you can use second pass water in a hatchery, so you really get double use of that water.
And NSARA's counterpart to the south, the Ketchikan-based Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or SARA, is increasing its production for releases at existing sites. However, General Manager John Burke says SARA does not have capacity for additional production.
We literally are making every smolt we can make, more a water issue than anything else. All of our water sources are maxed out with what we're doing. There is an increase on the books right now that would put another 10 million fish at Kendrick and 12 at Neitz, and that literally maxes out all our capabilities.
SARA plans to release those additional chum fry at Kendrick Bay on southern Prince of Wales Island and Neitz Bay north of Ketchikan in 2012. SARA, NSARA, and other hatchery nonprofits have applied for and received permits for expanded summer chum releases from the Department of Fish and Game. Scott Kelly, Fish and Game Regional Supervisor, says there's no prohibition on new release sites. However, Kelly says there's an established process for permitting new hatchery releases, including input from a regional planning team, or RPT, which is made up of department staff and representatives of the fishing industry.
It's a case-by-case basis, and I would say that the department did express reservations regarding new remote release sites for summer chum salmon and during the last RPT meeting.
Kelly says the department is studying hatchery chum salmon that stray from their release sites and end up in other streams with naturally occurring runs.
I'm not even making a judgment, and I stated this during the RPT meeting, whether straying is good, bad, or indifferent. It's just something that we have to track and we're gathering information on, but that is something that is definitely a part of the whole evaluation process.
Southeast fishing fleets landed nearly 9.5 million chum salmon in 2010, with most of those coming from the region's hatcheries. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.